Season's greetings, and welcome to This Might Be The News. It's the night of the This Might Be The News Christmas party, and when all the other co-workers left the office, a few of us snuck into the photocopy room and decided to not just photocopy our asses. We decided it would be a good idea to record a Christmas special.
John, stop snogging Wendy.
Wendy? What decade is it where there's a Wendy in the office?
Wendy in accounts.
Wendy in accounts.
You should know her name by now.
John in graphics.
She's worked here for 40 years.
We decided it would be a good idea to record a Christmas special. So this evening I'm joined by my friend James.
Season's greetings.
Paul.
Feliz Navidad.
And Sophie.
Ho ho ho.
Wow, was that and clearly Santa. So, the fun thing about this one is no current affairs required. No newspaper. Throw those newspapers away. Cancel that 40 hours of research that we collectively do a week. We're just going to talk about Christmas. And
I like to beg to differ, Rory, because I've actually done quite a bit of research.
Yeah, the irony is Sophie's probably researched this more than she's ever done any other episode.
Okay, well, we're gonna learn a few things. And you know where we learn the most in this podcast?
Where?
The facts.
Facts.
The facts. So, Sophie, you usually sort of, you come into sort of our weekly podcast looking to learn. But on this particular episode, you know a lot about Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, like a big fan of Christmas since the word go. I'm sure there's many people out there that could happily wear that crown.
But do they have a Christmas cape to go with that crown?
I would ask you, if there is anyone out there that has a Christmas cape, maybe you're my soulmate.
For the benefit of the listeners at home, or at work, or on buses, Sophie has a majestic Christmas cape. She's not wearing it at the moment. She's got a lovely...
It's very hot.
It's very hot.
Yeah. I'll put it back on.
We're in a small photocopy room, so...
No one wants to be hot at Christmas. That is not Christmassy.
No.
So what we're going to do, we're going to dispel a few myths. We're going to find out about what is the deal with some of these traditions. And so we're going to ask you about some of the traditions that make up Christmas, and you're going to tell us about them.
Yeah, I think lots of people go through the Christmas season. I think the Christmas season starts on, is it November the 15th?
You know, you're the expert.
No, I'm joking. That's just me making a reference to how early it's starting. I sound like my mother.
Earlier every year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a strong believer. December, no time before.
Perfect.
And just basically, just really getting to the bottom of it. I'd like to start my first fact that I sort of found out when researching, which was obviously we're meant to be celebrating Christ's birth.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
they've got him the birthday card.
HBJC. HBJC.
However, very interesting, because in the whole, the shepherds watched their flocks by night.
Yeah.
In the winter, the shepherds were not watching their flocks because it was far too cold.
Were there no flocks?
Either there were no sheep, or Jesus was born in a warmer temperature.
I read.
Bomb dropped, I know.
Well, hang on a sec. Like, no one thought he was born in, like, Sheffield, right? Like, it's well established he was born in the Middle East, no?
Yeah.
When it gets it would cold, be though.
Yeah, never in the mountains.
Yeah, that's what I mean. At night.
It does get cold, yeah. It
gets cold.
I read that he was actually born in a cave.
Ooh.
Have you heard that?
Is that because he spent that time in the cave when he came back again?
No.
So I think just keep
separate.
Like full circles. Yeah, real semantics.
It's easy if we just have one setting for him. It'll be less expensive.
He born, lived, and died in the cave. Everyone came to him.
If it was a HBO series, they would use that as foreshadowing. Yeah. It's like first episodes in a cave. Gets flashbacks. Where am I going? You're going back to the cave.
The cave. Shadows. You could do all sorts of stuff with shadows.
Why isn't there Jesus the HBO series?
Well, they did Passion of the Christ, didn't they? Which was kind of... I don't know, maybe people are bored.
Jesus Christ Superstar?
There's not really that much kind of... not enough exposed breasts for HBO to be interested, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The thing is, well, your target audience are probably people who are quite pro-Jesus anyway, and I don't think they're necessarily going to be like, more tits!
Yeah, pro-Joe.
They probably are, though, deep down.
Deep down. They're all thinking it.
Oh, lots of repression in Christianity.
Yeah.
So, James, you must have a question for Sophie about a tradition that you're curious about.
I do. I was wondering... And maybe this is an obvious one. Maybe people at home are going to be slapping their foreheads and going, he's a dunce.
Who slaps their forehead?
Oh, I'm so frustrated.
You know, the classic frustration.
Catholics, when they've, you know, been thinking about tits and they're really annoyed
and then
themselves.
They Hail Mary.
Yeah, that's another one they do.
Oh, I used to have to do that.
Did you?
Oh my God, you have to do it so many times.
Oh, you're a real advert for the Catholic Church.
You know, look what you can be.
So I was wondering about the Advent calendar and how that came into being.
Okay, the Advent calendar. I know this one. So I didn't know this part, but Advent actually means coming in, and not in the way you're all thinking when I say it isolated like that.
How the way you said it.
I saw Rory's face.
It's because you went, coming, coming.
Tell
anyone?
Me more.
Anyone?
No, as in...
premature Advent. Barely five windows are open on my Advent calendar.
Oh. I'm doing the... I'm doing the slapping of the forehead again.
That's what it means in Latin, coming. So Advent is literally countdown to Christmas.
Okay.
So that's what that is. Well, actually, I did find out that Advent calendars originated in Germany.
Okay.
And they were originally done by a man whose name evades me, but they did very handcrafted calendars. The only time they've ever stopped being in production was during World War II. And then they came back and then they added chocolates and...
They were like, we really need to sort of, yeah.
Jazz it up.
Jazz it up, bring it back. People need to be happy after that war. Fill it with chocolate.
Yeah, although I remember, like, back in the day, like, when I was younger, sometimes it was nice to... No, what am I saying? It was always good to have chocolate in the calendar.
It always was. I mean, it was disappointing having those advent calendars without the chocolates in them.
Your aunties would buy that for you.
Oh,
wouldn't they?
I would get some from church. Yeah. You know, just have, like, a little psalm or part of the story in it.
Do we all like, sound good. Like we're really religious?
No, I don't think that come across. Certainly, we might have been in churches.
Me doing my Hail Marys, you have in church advent calendars.
It's like, oh, I get to open this door and learn a little bit more about a story that I know off by heart anyway.
The listeners are thinking a lot of things about us. It's not that we're religious.
Okay. Yes. Can I just say, on the back of that, when I was younger, I've been so into Christmas since the age of about 10 that I learned the night before Christmas all off by heart. And I went,
I'd say that's quite late to get into Christmas. Like, up until age 10, you're like, not for me.
That's when I started buying Christmas decorations.
Oh, so that's when you kicked on.
That's when I was like, yeah,
you had your base level. Like, you liked it, you like getting presents. And then you're like, do you know what? I'm going to be an innovator. I'm going to make Christmas something to remember.
Yeah. Some people like going on trains, but the next level is taking photos of trains.
Train spotting, yeah.
So before, yeah, you weren't a fool.
You're like a Christmas spotter.
And do you know what the great thing about it? It doesn't require a huge amount of commitment just for that one month of the year.
It's like the lazy man's hobby.
It's a great hobby.
We could sort of pick it, yeah. You pick it up for a bit.
Yeah. So is that what you tell people on dates? Like when they say like, well, I'm into like, I don't know, running half marathons. And you go, I'm just really into Christmas.
No, do you know what? I haven't said it yet. Maybe I should. Yes. Maybe I would have more success.
Date me in December. I'll be great.
actually, I'll be very busy.
Yes. It's very busy, isn't it? But December is the dating season.
Yeah. So one I had was about crackers. They seem... Do you know what? Because you know what? The US doesn't have crackers.
Do they not?
Which...
such outrage.
Sorry, the lem sip has just kicked in.
Gasps, Paul. In shock. I was chatting to some guys in the States and they had not heard, like, to show them photos of crackers and it was blowing their minds. I thought you guys would be all about these crackers.
Showing them like showing your grandma an iPad.
Yeah, it was like, because I thought they'd be all about the needless gifts, like the needless
And
extra.
There's a loud bang as well, that's very up their street, they love fireworks.
Thought we said no current affairs.
Oh, he just can't help himself, can he, James?
So topical.
We're just naturally very satirical people.
Wankiest thing anyone's ever said.
I agree with you, I was in the same boat, where the hell have crackers come from, even though they're so enjoyable. And also, just to those listeners out there, don't be that person who cracks a cracker and then doesn't put the hat on. Oh, God, I can't stand those people.
That's a big no-no.
Cannot stand those people.
Crackers make me anxious, though. You've got the most packed table you're ever going to have in your life, and you're leaning across, usually in between candles. And some of the people we're pulling with, they're not spring chickens. These guys, their elbows are all over the place. You could end up pulling a cracker and just take your grandmother's arm off. We don't know.
You're quite a maverick family then, going over the table. I thought everyone's supposed to hold them sort of crossing arms and do it
even
in a very...
Even then, you can rogue elbows.
Exactly.
hazard.
It is a worry.
It could be delicate. I mean, Rory's got quite a delicate figure, so I don't think that's a problem, is it?
It's
you should see him with a cracker in his hand.
Yeah, and no one's safe. So where did they come
anyway,
from?
Anyway, let's get to the bottom. Let's get to the facts about Christmas crackers.
Please do.
They're a Victorian invention in the 1850s. A guy who was a confectioner called Tom Smith.
Right.
He created sugar almond. Well, he created these sugar almond bonbons. And what he used to do is wrap them up in a kind of cracker shape and with riddles. And then one time, and this is how it was put to me, he was sitting by the fire, watching the fire crackle and pop.
Watching Top Gear.
And yeah,
we're Snap in that situation. And he,
in the kitchen making bowls of cereal for
crackle and pop and chilling out with
Someone's
Mr. Cracker.
Got to put the time in. You're not going to be able to...
That turkey just not based itself.
Just snapped.
Snap, one of the unsung heroes of Christmas.
Yeah. And he's like the one at the back of the packet as well, and the other two are just there, basking in the glory.
Of course.
Yeah, they're the face of it, though. There's always someone behind it.
He's always driving the minibus when they go on tour.
Always the one driving, not always. Drinking.
They're napping on come downs.
Yeah.
Guys, can I have a nap? No, carry on driving.
Guys,
Snap, shut up.
Please stop smoking in the back. Shut up, Snap, you square.
I don't know, I've written some things down here. Basically, he then discovered about doing the noise of the cracker. But I've put, basically, it's got something to do with, I've written some stuff down and I've forgotten the link. Something to do with Cossack soldiers. Right. Who rode horses and shot rifles.
We've taken a big leap here. 1 minute, Tom Smith is sat there with two members of the Rice Krispie trio. Next thing we know, what, we're at war with the Cossack soldiers?
No. Bear with. No, don't bear with. It's not even worth that, probably.
But... Have you not been on the Wikipedia page of Snap, Crackle, Pop when you find out that before their careers in TV?
They were conscripted.
Like James Blunt, they used to be in the army.
Oh, the conscription days when Rice Krispies got taken off the shelves so that
they
could fight for their
obviously
nation.
Obviously, they go through men aged 16 to 40 first, and then they'll get onto the cereals.
They were also, when they were in that army, they were the meal of choice for all of the soldiers. They'd have just three bowls of Rice Krispies a day, and that would be...
Oh, God, it's the three of them versus the Honey Monster. You can't take him on. Who else would you need?
I love the Honey Monster.
You'd need the Lucky Charms guy.
Lest we forget that war.
Yeah. Lucky Charms guy was just commercial. He was a fake.
He was a conscientious.
He was a pretender. The other guys were real. They were really into that cereal.
They were the heart of it.
You got this fact?
Right. Crackers were originally called Cossacks because they were thought to be named after the Cossack soldiers who had a reputation for riding on their horses and firing guns into the air.
Oh.
There you go.
Delightful.
Tenuous.
So, when at Christmas, on Christmas Day, you're pulling that cracker, do you think of a gun going off?
Yeah. And... possibly announce to the table that they were named after Cossacks and
it.
see what reaction you get.
Oh.
Don't announce it, just shout, bang!
and then watch Granny die.
What finished her off? Me shouting, bang.
So who else
has got another fact they want sorting?
Christmas trees, so.
Yeah. Hit me. What?
When do we end up putting a tree in a house?
Well... not literally. We, as a collective, the Christmas trees go back to... they had sort of meaning amongst pagan and Christian folk. And the pagan used the branches to decorate their homes in the winter solstice and were hoping that spring would come.
Right.
But the Christians, this was the tree is a sign of everlasting life with God.
Ah,
yeah.
An evergreen tree, that's why you have that.
I was thinking, yeah, he hadn't turned up for a while.
The winter solstice, that was the one before, like that's been around for yonks, hasn't it?
Yeah, my birthday's on that, shortest day of the year.
Oh. Same.
Just so you can all send me cards.
Yeah, email Sophie at thismightbethenews@gmail.com.
If you're in Curacao.
If you're in Curacao.
Post it now.
Yeah.
Come visit me.
Come visit. She's lonely.
Come to the party. We're going to the pub.
No, it's funny. But do you know what was interesting? Is that we didn't have Christmas trees in England until Prince Albert brought them over. Queen Victoria's husband.
Oh, was it him?
Because he was a German.
All right, so they were doing it before us,
yeah,
were they?
Oh, yeah, I think the Germans were way ahead of us. That's why they have all those Christmas markets now.
So wait a minute, they're doing the advent calendars, they're doing the Christmas trees. Are they just better at Christmas
legend
than us?
Would have it, well, There's lots of, no one really knows where Father Christmas is from. I looked at one year, a lot of information about it all.
Right.
And there is sort of chatter that maybe he came from sort of Germany or something.
Because it was like Saint Nicholas, right? That was
the figure it was potentially based on. I think the one that where it says he's from Turkey, like the Byzantine?
Yeah.
Yeah. That period, that's where he kind of came into being.
Probably. Is anyone else trying to claim Christmas, Father Christmas?
If you saw the Danny Dyers, who do you think you are? One back from over the third.
If you stayed Santa. For the final 2 minutes, it's Danny Dyer.
Santa's got blue blood as well. It's not just you, Danny.
Can I ask, just while we're here, what age everyone stopped believing in Santa? Like, did anyone ever really buy into it?
I'm still there. Ooh. Like, he still exists.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
I told my brother when I was, I think, 6. Or maybe it was 7, and he's older.
We're living a lie.
And I was like, not real, mate. I don't think I said
it. Did you get told it, though, specifically? Because I've never, ever been told it.
Yeah, someone at school was like, yeah, he's not real.
Do you want us to tell you right now?
No, because it's like from my mum and dad. Like, if my mum and dad have never said to me, he doesn't exist.
No. Well, it became very tongue-in-cheek when I was like, when I knew. I was like, it's not real. They're like, oh, well, he might still come. And then a wink. Yeah, like a fine wink.
Yeah. I like that, though. Like, no real decisiveness is like no.
Yeah.
There's still an element of still, maybe.
You can still believe.
It's true. What about Brussels sprouts? When did they enter the fray?
Well, do you know what? I couldn't tell you any facts on that.
Oh.
No one knows.
I think it's just that people wanted another excuse to get more bacon in the meal. So that they were like, we can have Brussels sprouts. So we'll do that. We'll put bacon and onion in them and then bacon.
Do you think maybe it's because Brussels sprouts give you bad wind sometimes, so maybe it was a way for people excusing themselves from the table? Get away from it all.
I don't know.
So a very, very like long way to go. Like you could just lie and be like, oh, I've got wind, sorry. Like they weren't going, well, he didn't fart, so he mustn't actually have wind. Like, I want you to prove it.
Because what vegetables are you supposed to have on Christmas Day? What is the tradition?
Parsnips.
Yeah. Honey glazed.
Oh, delicious, yeah.
Sprouts.
Okay.
Carrots?
Carrots, yeah.
They feel pretty safe.
Roast potatoes, safe. Obviously.
Given.
Oh,
I like red cabbage these days.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like any good Waitrose shopper.
Okay, so I think I found out the answer.
Raisins in there.
Sorry.
Tell us, Sophie.
I found out the answer. It's partly because sprouts are in season at that time of the year.
Oh my God.
How boring.
And they're also frost hardy.
Now that I can get behind.
That's giving me a warm Christmassy feel in my heart. It's because they're seasonal and they're frost hardy.
I know, isn't that sad? That's okay. You've got to take away some of the myth.
So if you are a sprout hater and someone says, oh, but it's a big Christmas tradition, you can throw that back in their face and go, really?
Yeah.
Is it really as traditional as the cracker?
Or is it just pragmatism?
Brilliant. Exactly. What a great answer.
So, listeners, you can have whatever green you fancy with your meal.
So can everyone hear the reindeer in the background?
We do have a Christmas dog in the office photocopy room. So I feel like those are the facts. I feel like we've got a lot of closure on the big Christmas questions. So is there anything you'd like us to help you work out?
No, I don't think there is. I think there's still many more ones I'm thinking, like I can occasionally think of that I think, what? But I think what I suggest is everyone goes out and seeks the knowledge.
I think like with the remainder of your December, go out and think about your big Christmas questions and say, I'm going to go find that out. Whether it's a stocking, whether it's the Christmas pudding, whether it's mistletoe, go look into it. And if anything, go get your own fact for this Christmas.
Christmas curiosity, that's the message.
Yeah. Also, I'll just slightly counter that. Don't worry if you can't find anything out, because it's a magical time of year and it is nice to have a little bit of mystique.
Oh yeah, we like a bit of mystery. Yeah, at Christmas.
We like a bit of mystique.
And good singer. Good
singer. What, the Mystique Ladies?
Yes.
What did she sing?
Songs.
Scandalous, I believe, was one of their hits.
Yes!
Sing it to me.
Not gonna pull that again. So scandalous.
Ah, yes, that is.
Also, if you do have an older brother, maybe don't ruin Christmas for him. Just, you know, let him enjoy that.
Sorry, Matt. He was getting a paddling pool one year for his birthday. And I found out and I told him, ruined the surprise. I am terrible.
You little shit.
You're so mean.
Hey. It was a long time ago.
You've got nicer.
I have.
Those were the facts.
Task Force.
So, who do you reckon's called me up?
Theresa May!
She's not allowed at Christmas.
Trump? Is it Trump again?
It could be God.
It's Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Ah! Everyone's favourite Tory peer.
That's for another episode, is who is your favourite Tory peer? We could go on and on and on.
The top 50.
So he's called me and he said, Rory, I'm putting on a completely showbiz nativity play.
Hang on, I think he would have said it with a bit more razzmatazz than that.
Yeah, can we? Have we got a voice for
Rory? Rory.
Rory.
Rory, I'm putting on a showbiz play.
With all the biggest stars.
Yes, at my local primary school.
It's going to be fabulous.
And what I'm allowed to do is pick. And it's been, this year's been a real year for heroes and villains, hasn't it?
Oh,
mainly villains, but some heroes too.
We need to think about the heroes as well. To give
so them. who do I cast from my celebrity net in this nativity? Obviously the big parts. Who were the big parts at school? It was like Mary and Joseph, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Should we discuss what we want from the nativity though? Because like nativities can go one way. You can do your traditional one, or you can have like your newer one, you know, with your octopuses and your shrimps and whatever.
If Lloyd Webber's involved, it's got shrimps, it's got octopuses, it's
lots
got
lots of cats.
Is there a theme?
A lot of cats, mate.
A real boatload of cats.
If we really run out of material.
A boat. Let's have a boat.
Joseph and his Technicolor's gonna turn up at
It's
some
not
point.
A stable that they take shelter in. It's the Battersea Cats and Dogs home.
Yeah, because they'd have a current spin on it, wouldn't they?
Would there be original musical numbers as well?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's Webber. So, you've got to expect it.
You want regular, your usual classics, but intertwined with something current.
Well,
what's the theme? That's what I want to know.
I think that's really for him. You know, I'm not going to do his job for him.
Oh, he's asked us to cast it.
Let's cast it, and then he can do the direction.
There's going to be razzmatazz. There's going to be songs. So we're going to want people that really bring that wow factor to this. We don't want your sort of Daniel Day-Lewis's or Mark Rylance.
Method.
We don't want any serious acting. Sure. We want stars. So let's maybe start with like who've been your favourite people of the year?
I've got a vote for Joseph. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, go for it.
Just given what's in the last 2 weeks, really, Danny Dyer for Joseph.
I was literally going to say
that. He'd make a delicious Joseph.
I was going to say though, like more of a, I think he can also do a villain quite well. Like I think he'd be like a really like,
he's too cheeky,
kind of likeable King Herod.
I don't think he's evil enough because we've got some evil people. Like think about
or
us.
A wise man.
Oh, but imagine Danny Dyer. This
Frankenstein. When Mary's going to get you off your nut.
When Mary says, "It's like, oh yeah, I'm knocked up by God."
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Mary?
I don't Adam and Eve it, darling. Oh, fuck.
Where is he? I'm coming to get him.
Who you been knocking about with?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Don't touch anyone except for me.
Because obviously he'd be very suspicious about her getting pregnant without anyone doing anything.
If we don't win any fights, because that's actually how he would act in that scenario, maybe we could put him as Angel Gabriel.
Yeah, okay, because he'd be a straight-talking angel, wouldn't he? He'd tell it how it is.
Right, love. Now, hate to break it to you, but you're preggers.
I've popped a ban in your oven. 9 months, Tan. Hey, Cams, got yourself a nice little bit of bread. Jesus Christi. All the best.
Catch you on the fly.
Yeah. It's true, because he probably wouldn't be that great at remembering his lines on stage, so give him a small, limited part
Impro.
Where he can really... So if he's not going to be... the Angel Gabriel. Who is your big hero of the year then?
Who's... What do you mean? Joseph.
For Joseph.
Oh, for Joseph. So he is going to be Angel Gabriel.
Yes, sorry. This is tough.
Good dead air.
Really good dead air.
The listener is going,
who's the good guy this year?
What are they going to say?
It says a lot
Corbin.
About this year that we're all like, oh.
Well, I mean,
villains, we got
Corbin
pages.
Could be Joseph. You can't imagine he would just like...
No, it'd be so apathetic about it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, he'd be like, fine. Yeah.
Yeah, you need a Joseph who's just going to roll over and be like, you're pregnant, that's okay.
What about someone like Dermot?
Dermot O'Leary.
I was going to say Andy Murray. He's had quite a good year.
Oh,
isn't
Andy
nice
Murray
one?
And Kim would be a great one.
What, Kim?
No, Kim can't be in it, I'm sorry.
I was thinking Kardashian. She's been a victim this year. Andy Murray and Kim Kardashian? Maybe.
Can you imagine his stage presence?
Oh, it'd be terrible.
It'd be like the beginning, the opening scene, and if he had to do like a whole kind of, I have to look after my wife and I can't. But he'd just be the most...
You don't want charisma from Joseph.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of physical gravitas, you know, he's in shape. I think so long as we just got... what we'd have to do is for a lot of the blocking, like we'd have him doing like really manual things, so we'd have him like carrying all of the actual weight, and then you go, oh, that's very messy.
He's just doubling up as a stagehand.
You know,
and ultimately, you
someone's
have to remember,
got to build the set.
He carries a racket, but he doesn't carry much more than that in his life.
He's got that giant bag that he takes around, hasn't he? With all his rackets in
all
his
kitchen. All the sweatbands.
He's not got a small child in it, has he?
He's probably got a fair bit in there. He's got a lot of Lucozade bottles, he's got towels. The towels get wet, they get heavier.
Spare trainers, your shorts, your hat. He's got 5 caps in a bag.
I mean, I don't know if I can do anything other than back down to this.
I'd have 2 big waters. If I were him.
Oh, Buxton water in a 2-litre bottle with weird barley water in it. That man knows how to drink.
Yeah.
Okay, so Andy Murray.
It's Joseph.
He may not have a personality, but he's going to be our Joseph. Now, for... This is going to be quite current, but what about old Cheryl for Mary?
She might be expecting...
Has it been confirmed?
No.
We don't know, but
I don't know how to feel about it, because it's all like the Daily Mail saying, oh, yeah, but look, her cheeks have got fatter.
I'm not going to lie. I know that everyone's a big fan of her, and she's all right. She's all right, lass. But she gets so much stuff from doing nothing. Mm. Why not give it to a woman that's done something incredible?
What about Mary Berry, then?
Mary Berry!
Because she's been a real hero of the year.
That would be a really immaculate conception, wouldn't it, at her age?
I just don't know if it's believable enough. Can we whack her?
If anyone was going to be a virgin at that age, I think we would say it would be Mary.
Can we not give her a king role? I think she'd be a good king.
Well, the only king's an evil king.
You've got three kings.
Yeah, you could have a wise man.
Attenborough, and who else is
wise? I think you'd want someone.
Rachel Riley from Countdown.
I was gonna say Snoop Dogg. Like you sort of mix it up a bit. Because he's got.
We haven't got the budget for Snoop to fly him over.
Do they have to be alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Difficult to cast a musical.
Emma Thompson. She's always a fave for me.
She's done nothing this year.
Maggie Smith would be a great wise man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dry one.
She's really sassy.
She'd work well with Murray. They'd have a good bit of back and forth.
Okay. We're talking now for. The wise men role?
So we still need to cast Mary.
Mary is proving the hard role.
Honey G.
It's not a popular choice.
No, sorry.
Who knows? But Herod, I think, has got to be Trump.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
So he's there.
Can he have 2 guards?
Farage and Johnson. And Boris.
And Johnson. Yeah.
So they're there. That's easy. You've got the 3 wise men, which we're just going to cast as sort of generic, likeable national treasures.
Yeah, Attenborough. Yeah, cool.
Attenborough, Mary Berry.
God, I love Attenborough.
And Maggie Smith.
I think I might have she's not been in the news, but I think like Emma Watson for Mary.
I mean, is that because you fancy her a bit?
I mean, I think everyone does.
I don't fancy her.
Really?
Yeah, then I'm a woman.
But I think she's got that sort of classic sort of, you know, like... Sort of very sweet.
You could have Kim Kardashian, and then you could have Jesus as Kanye West.
Oh,
I'd be more pro that. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, so we'd get a little cot, or no, a little manger, I guess, and then have his head popping out on a baby's body.
Yeah.
And the manger would float over the audience.
He'd sing, but then he can do like a bit from like the baby's perspective, which or rap. Sorry, that would be really great.
Yeah. What about Nicola Sturgeon? Where does she fit in? She's had a bit of a big year.
She has had a big year, but she'd be one of the sheep, I think.
She
can be like the shepherd's favourite sheep.
And what about Cameron? Because he's obviously had a sad year.
He'd be the black sheep.
Black sheep of the family.
He'd be fucking the pig, wouldn't he? At the back of the just at the back, inexplicably. I'm happy to remind everyone about that at all times.
Where is pig number 2 gone?
Oh no!
Last scene with David Cameron. So, okay. I think we've got our cast together. We've got maybe Kim Kardashian if she gets back to us.
Not, Emma Watson.
We'll keep her in reserve. I'm sure she'll be happy with that. I've got an idea for the donkey, and I'm just going off the fact he's done one before and he nailed it.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
I mean, he nailed Shrek.
We've got to get him over. He's not English, is he?
We didn't put a cap on it. It has to be English.
Yeah, Lloyd Webber lives in New York anyway.
The stars.
He just flies back to vote against bills that cut benefits for disabled people.
Oh, right, cool. Yeah.
Love you, Andrew.
And Donald Trump's going to be take up a lot of our budget for flying people over now that he's president.
He's going to have lots of time in his hands as well.
I think this is exactly the sort of thing that he would jump on, though, to distract himself from actually having to make presidential decisions.
I know Ronald Reagan was an actor, but he didn't do it at the same time as being president. So Trump will go one better and maintain an acting career whilst also acting in a nativity.
He's not done that yet as well, so he'd like to tick that off his list, I think.
Yeah,
he'd be a great Herod.
Have we missed any major characters?
Like the shepherds?
I mean, they're...
Neither here nor there, are they?
Don't feel like we should do them down, though. You know, as you get told when you're little, every role is as important as the next.
But I just think for them...
The
like,
staff.
Bear in mind, we've blown our budget. I just think, you know, sort of like the kind of actors you do, like Waterloo Road and Holby City, they'll be who we get for shepherds.
Charlie from
Casualty. Can we not get Anton Deck to be the shepherds?
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah. Everyone likes them. Them two and Dermot. Because we've got Dermot excited.
And Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
They're a great little foursome. And the other thing I was going to say is the star... Do we have the star?
Ooh.
Who would the star be? It's,
yeah.
Has there been a shining light of this year? Has there been anyone to get us through?
Harambe.
Mel and Sue together?
Who's Harambe?
The gorilla that got shot.
Oh. He was my highlight of the year.
Could be someone dead, the star.
Bowie.
Yeah.
Starman.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Sorted. Okay, done. And what are we going to call it? It can't be called Nativity. It's going to be called something showbiz.
Ooh.
Razzmatazz.
I mean, you love the word razzmatazz. I've never known anyone.
Is that one of the name of one of the cats in Cats?
Mr. Razzmatazz. There's a baby coming over that mountain or something.
Yeah, Hope.
Hope musical.
Hope brackets. There's a baby coming over that mountain.
Yeah.
People love a bracket title.
Oh, which will be the name of the finale song.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to go record
just
after.
Statue of Liberty comes up.
The melody would go for that song.
What the?
Hope there's a baby coming over that mountain.
Reprise.
Hope, 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 hope. Everyone start singing that.
Hope, 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 hope.
There's a baby coming over the hill.
Hope.
There's a baby coming over the hill. There's a baby coming over the hill.
Right, this isn't a musical.
Bit weird as well that the song's called A Baby Coming Over That Mountain, and then immediately A Baby Coming Over a Hill. It's not a mountain. Call that a mountain.
No, but then it increases. As the song crescendos, okay. It turns into a mountain.
Wait,
no! It's not a hill. Oh, it's a mountain.
We're going to need those little climbing sticks.
Oh, it's a mountain. Andrew, get over here as quickly as possible. We need a lot of help with the numbers.
Yeah, definitely. That one's not making it to the final show. Well, thank you guys for Task Force. I'll give Andrew a call back and we'll see what we'll come back with.
Quiz?
The big Christmas quiz. Can you guys imagine what I've got for you?
No.
So, normally it's about the news. This week, everything's Christmassy.
What?
Soph! I'm going to win.
So, I've got 5 questions for you. Obviously, the person who gets the most right is the winner. This is the real quiz.
Run that by me again.
This is the real quiz.
All right, cheeky.
So... Question number 1. Paul's already a point deductive for for cheekiness.
Still back at myself.
The Metro worked out how much the 12 days of Christmas would actually cost. Classic Metro thing to do. How much to the nearest sort of 100 or 1,000, whatever number you want to say, do you think it would cost? Yep.
300,000.
No.
You've not done any maths there.
How much are those drummers getting paid?
They cost a lot, the drummers. Also,
we haven't got Phil Collins on the drums.
You've got Gold Ring and you've got the hens.
Those are expensive.
Partridge?
I'm going to go, James, £11,500.
Okay.
I'm going £17,995.
God, I can't do the maths. It's £14,273.
Oh, Paul gets that.
No, I
think James might be.
What did you say?
I said 11,500.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, because I went too high in the 17s.
Point for James. Question number 2. Which Christmas film did Donald Trump cameo in?
James!
Paul!
Homeland 2, Lost in New York.
A point to James.
Oh, God, did he?
Yeah, he did. He directs him in the foyer.
Question number 3. In Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, Who was Scrooge's dead business partner?
Paul. Jacob and Robin Marley.
Well, yeah. Point to Paul.
Marley.
Can we get back to Sophie's comment of Sophie, gonna win this?
I'm not gonna win this, am I?
Sophie, hubris.
Sophie, sorry guys, I spoke too soon.
Question number 4. Where does the word Christmas come from?
Sophie.
Yeah.
Christ. It's Christ's mass.
Correct.
Said with the confidence of someone.
Saying, I'm going to win this.
I really regret that now, guys.
Okay, so it's all to play for here, kind of. Before the turkey, what was the traditional Christmas meal in England?
Paul.
So.
Goose.
No.
Oh.
Chicken.
No.
James. I think like rabbit or something.
So, pheasant.
It was a pig's head with a side of mustard.
Ooh, you know what they'll be serving in Chipping Gannon. Norton this year?
It will go first. It will go full circle, won't it?
It will.
Authentic. So does that mean James is the winner of the big Christmas quiz?
I mean, I guess.
Well, yeah?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well played.
Yeah, congrats. Well played. Handshakes good game. Are going on all round. Well, thank you all for joining me for the Christmas edition of This Might Be The News. Listeners, thank you for joining us over the last few months. Go spend some time with your loved ones.
Yeah, thanks.
And we'll see you in the new year.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
That wasn't very Christmassy. Can you try again?
Merry Christmas!
Yay.
Perfect.